Stephen Myler, how do you reflect on the season so far, and how important could a win at the Millennium be this weekend for you, the players, and for the fans?
You know, it's going to be massive. You know, unfortunately, Premiership season came to an end last week, which was a big disappointment for us after a long season. But, you know, we've got an absolutely amazing opportunity this week to try and do something special for this club and this town. And, you know, playing in the Heineken Cup final, it doesn't get much better on a club stage. So, yeah, massive opportunity, and hopefully we'll come away with that win.
Yes, and after a slightly unsettled start maybe at Welford Road last weekend, you did tremendously well to settle it down. Do you still learn from those moments, or do you just trust the instinct that you've worked on now over the years?
I think a bit of both. You know, the squad's still quite a young squad, and the core of the squad is quite young, and we've been together for a few years now. And, you know, I think what we've always tried to do year on year, and what Jim's tried to instill in us, is to learn from our mistakes and try to continually improve, and that's what we're always trying to do.
How does that manifest itself in terms of the training park?
I just think, you know, we've got a greater understanding of what we're good at, sometimes what we let ourselves down with. But I think the challenge for us as a team and as a squad is, you know, when we're doing something wrong, or we're not doing something to the best of our ability, how do we fix it? And that's always, you know, things don't always go your way on a game. There's another team trying to upset you. So I guess the key for us is to, you know, to try to do things as best we can, and when we're not, it's somewhere near our best.
Yes. And I'm just going to come on to the fly half battle now with Quinns beating Munster, both Nick Evans and Rory Clegg enjoying coming out on top against a certain Ronan O'Gara. There's going to be another Irish out half in Johnny Sexton at number 10. How much are you looking forward to that battle?
Yeah, very much so. You know, Munster are a quality team and quality players across the board, so you know, I think not just myself but all the players are looking forward to Saturday and getting stuck in what's going to be, you know, a massive day and a great occasion, and yeah, we're ready to go.
And I think between you and your opposite number there, you're one of, or two of only eight players who've played in all eight of the games in the competition so far. So how's the body feeling? Are you up for this? Is it a case of getting over the finish line, or are you absolutely raring to go?
No, I'm personally raring to go. I mean, you know, I think if I can't get up for a Heineken Cup final, despite how many games we've played this season or whatever, then we've got problems. And, you know, it's just a great occasion to end the club season, and, you know, we're focusing all our efforts on getting that victory.
Now, studying the Amblin Opta Index stats tells me that Johnny Sexton carries more and kicks less than yourself, but do you think that therefore makes him easier to defend against because he's likely to have the ball in hand a little longer?
No, I'm not so sure about that. I mean, stats can tell you certain things, but I guess it depends on the, you know, the teams that we're playing in, and the different styles which we're trying to play, and, you know, are we trying to do for my team, which, you know, what we're trying to achieve out of our game plan. And I'm sure, you know, Johnny will be doing the same. So yeah, stats can tell you certain things, but it doesn't often give the whole picture.
Okay. And it's coming up for 5 years now since you made the switch from league to union, which I think will almost be as long as you played league as a pro. If someone asked you which you prefer, could you give them an answer?
No, it's a very difficult one. I mean, you know, it's hard to say I prefer union or prefer league, because, you know, what I've always said before is what struck me is how different the two games actually are. You know, the same size pitch, same shape ball, but apart from that, you know, things are very different. You know, what I can say is that I'm happy I made this switch, and you know, I was fully dedicated to trying to make a success of it, and you know, with the help of the club and everybody here, I've been able to enjoy my time since coming here.
Yes, and finally, Stephen, just a word on the people at the club. Obviously, Jim Mallander and Paul Grayson and Dorian West. Those guys seem to work incredibly well together as a trio to help you guys perform. Just a word on how they've helped you guys progress this season.
Yeah, I mean, not just this season. I think since Jim and Dorian took over, what they've tried to establish at this club, and, you know, what they've sort of built so far, and, you know, what we're hoping to continually progress to, you know, has been great. And, you know, we were obviously in Division 1 when Jim took over, and I think the journey we've been on as a squad, we've matured a lot. There was always that belief that we could be, you know, challenging for these kind of honours. But, you know, we're not there yet. We've just got the opportunity on Saturday, and, you know, we'll do our best. And as I said previously, we're continually trying to improve. So, you know, hopefully we'll win on Saturday. But, you know, if not, it's a great achievement that we're here, but we're there to win as well.
Best of luck, and let's hope you can bring that trophy home.
Thank you very much.